this Tabernacle Family Church. I'm so excited to praise and worship with you. Go ahead and stand up on your feet. Come towards the altar. We're going to praise Jesus.
Family who joined us this Sunday. If you are new, over on this side of the building, we have a connect room where we would love to get to meet you, get to know you. Also, there's snacks. So if you're new, come have snacks with us. It's always the most important part of the day is snacks. Also, thank you, Dustin. We have our New Year's Eve service at 7 p.m. All campuses will be coming here for a special anointing service. This is one of my favorite services we have all year. It's always the most fun to see our families from all three campuses in one building. And then at the end, we all get prayed for, and then we all go home and go to bed and wake up for the next morning, which is church. So let's start our year off right in church the way we should, you know. Also, after the New Year's Eve service, we do have a New Year's Eve celebration party. There's a party to ring in the new year together. Registration is $20 per person and includes food, games, prizes, and fun. Register after service at the welcome desk. There's only 60 spots available for that. And I know the people planning the party like to have a lot of fun. So if you like fun and food, this is the spot for you. All right, well, guys, without further ado, our senior pastors.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. How many of you enjoyed the Christmas tree going up the other day? Wasn't that beautiful? So excited what God is doing. And we got great testimony for you today of all the things that Jesus has done in 2021. You can play a little music. It sounds makes me sound better. Amen. Don't be concerned. We had church last night, or yesterday, right? We have church yesterday?
Friday.
I don't know. I'm really lost this week. Is anybody else lost this week? We've done a lot of church. It's good. So we want to remind you that don't be concerned about the folks. They're out. They're still in bed. Amen. I'm glad you're here, though. Say amen. Say, I'm glad you're here. God is good. And we just want to usher in the presence of the Holy Spirit, because there's no reason to go to church without God.
Amen.
Amen. Want to say anything?
No, let me pray.
Yeah, you pray.
Okay. Father, we just love you so much. We love you.
Hallelujah.
We get to come into your presence.
Jesus, you are so
today.
Good to us.
Even when we're home,
we thank you for your blessing
today. We're never
today.
Away from your presence,
that's right.
God. But that corporate
Hallelujah.
Anointing, where two or more are gathered, where one will put 1,000 to flight, but two shall put 10,000, Lord. We join together
Hallelujah.
In that corporate anointing
yeah.
that sets
That's right.
And just release our bondages and addictions. So right now we just release the corporate anointing as we worship you and praise your name.
Yes.
In your precious name, amen. Let's worship.
If you're watching online, man, don't stay in your chair. Come on, I know you got your recliner. Come on, put it up, stand up, worship with us. Let's enjoy the presence of the Lord. Amen.
Today and forever.
I praise your name.
Hallelujah.
tongue shall confess you.
And adore you.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. You're worthy, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sweet Holy Spirit. I bless you, Lord. I bless you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Terobo tereshti ndomaro mendara marara mashti bikara. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sweet, sweet Spirit of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bishtumaro bedumato bururu kushtunne. I bless your name, Jesus. I bless your name. I declare you are God. You are worthy. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus. When everything is said and done, when you're getting ready to take your last breath on this planet, you get ready to move. Remind you that as believers, we don't die, we just move. When everything is done, loving Jesus is the only thing that genuinely matters. That last song really is it. Because you got to leave everything behind. The only thing you have is your relationship with Christ. And the question isn't, what can I acquire? The question is, what can I give? Because the more you give to Him, the more you get of Him. So that song is everything. I love you, Jesus. Do you love Jesus more this year than you did last year? Are you more passionate for Him this year than you were last year? Isn't it crazy? This is the last Sunday of 2021. We can't go back and relive it. We can't go back and reclaim it. It's gone. But we have today. And today, we can love him more than we've ever loved him before. That is choice. And I challenge you to be a worshiper. The more you worship him, the more the presence of God saturates you. And the more he saturates you, the more pleased you are. Why? Because there's nothing better than being in his presence. We're going to end up in 2022, we're going to have quarterly worship nights where there's no preaching, it's just coming in and just worship. And you know, some of you have never experienced worshiping for hours or getting to what's called tehillah. It's a Hebrew word that says, I've got no more words available to speak out of me. He's going to worship through my life. When you get to that spot, you just lay there, just you and him. And it's in that moment that you truly identify with who he is inside of you. He's a good God, and he loves you very much. Amen. On your way back to your chair, can you look at a few folks? We're just going to keep moving on and look at a few. Say, thank God that he loves you today.
The last Sunday of the year. Oh my goodness, how exciting. We're entering into a brand new season, a new year. God is so good and so faithful. This is the last Sunday of our giving too. The last Sunday of giving at His Tabernacle Family Church. Let's be consistent tithers, givers, and let's finish strong. You know, whatever it is that we do, we like to finish the year out strong and do it our very best. Keep in mind, even as businesses, this is the last Sunday. So you want to get in your year-end giving and for your business and all of that kind of stuff. But as a church and as a family, we want to be consistent and tithe. So if you're ready, I know you are, because we come prepared. We love to give in this house. We have testimony after testimony lined up for giving. And so we want to get right in and jump in and be able to make our declaration over our monies. Like we do every single week. It's not a religion or a ritual at all. It's something that we purpose and we prophesy over our finances, and God directs it and it performs what it is sent to do. So we can expect good things in our finances, no matter what the trends are, no matter what's going on in society. It doesn't matter. As a child of God, his promises are true in every season, every single one. So stand to your feet. We're going to make this supernatural declaration. It's from Deuteronomy 28. And if you'll repeat it with me, it simply says, If I obey, then I'm blessed going in. Via live stream, you can give right along with us. Click on the giving button, send it in the mail, or even text to give.
I'm blessed going in.
Hallelujah. Wow, what a great week this has been. God has been so good. It's been a phenomenal year. I'm excited what God's going to do next year, but I thank him for what he's done this year. Amen. We have a little video for you. Just a little recap of 2021. Then I just want to share with you some things about what we are thankful for.
You see, when change comes, it immediately starts moving us.
Amen. That's just a quick little recap. We do want to apologize. We have what's called a B-roll, and we have, oh my goodness, the entire year's worth of all the activities done on video on it, and it disappeared. And so I thank God for the ministry team, the media team. They were able to pull some of it together, but we literally lost an entire year's worth of video on all the activities that we were doing. We just don't know where it went. We're going to pray that God will help us find that. Amen. What a great year. Can I give you a recap? You know, 2021 has been interesting because many times we don't realize we're still in recovery from COVID. And many churches still are not open. Many people don't know that. There are many churches that are still not open or only online. And I thank God for the people of His Tabernacle Family Church. They were willing to stand, and after they had done all they could do to stand therefore. And I thank God that this house, we've done really, 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 really well. And all the campuses have done well as well. I want to remind you that this is not a small little church in a pasture. This is God has used us all over the world. So I want to remind you where our campuses are. We have a campus here in Horseheads. We have a campus in Mansfield, Pennsylvania. We have a campus in Ithaca, New York. We have a campus in New Brunswick, Canada. And by the way, they did their Christmas Eve service. It was 3 degrees, I believe, and there were over 200 people outdoors. Because remember, they cannot meet in public. They can't meet under a tent even. It is illegal for them to meet under a tent. So they're meeting outdoors. This morning, they're meeting outdoors in open air. They're all just bundled in blankets and worshiping God together. Amen? We have a pastor we work with in Indiana, a pastor we work with in West Virginia, a pastor we work with Kentucky. Thank you very much. I don't know why I always try to say Indianapolis. We have a pastor in New Jersey we work with. We have churches down in Mexico. That's 3 churches in Mexico. And we have 1 church that we also work with, and we are launching in Uganda. We have a new His Tabernacle opening up in April, and we have another His Tabernacle opening up this coming fall. So God has got a lot of things going on. I want you to know you're not part of something small, but God is blessed in the house. Amen. We are believing God for more salvations this year than we've ever seen before. I know we've been in recovery for a few years, but I said to the staff already, very clearly, listen now, I know we've been kind of steadied, but now that is over. Now it's time to drive. So we're back driving in 2022. I'm talking like the greatest this church has ever been will be 2022. And all the campuses, we are not slowing down. We're speeding up like we've never done before. This year at His Tabernacle in Horseheads, 338 people gave their hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ. Mansfield, 18 souls. Ithaca Campus, 62 souls. Bibles given away. Between the three campuses, 540 Bibles were handed out to people that were newly saved. Our attendance went down. Let me tell you, what I'm believing for this year is we've been averaging now in the latter part of the year about 630 to 650. We used to be 750 to 800. I'm declaring in 2022, 1,000 souls every single Sunday morning in this house alone. Never mind Ithaca and Mansfield. Can I hear an amen? Already in New Brunswick, when they start hitting indoors, they're at 200-ish. Outdoors, can you imagine what's going to happen when they get indoors? Amen. So we're excited as God has increased the attendance every single week. And many people don't realize, but on a Sunday, we minister to that amount of people. But every single week, last week alone, we ministered to 148 people that were not here on Sunday, but were here during the weekday. So it's exciting to watch as the church is increasing, not just on Sunday's services, but also during the weekday. His Word TV. Yeah, that's the average over the entire year. I'm sorry. That's not where any of them are. Thank you, my love. Ithaca's running over 200. Mansfield's running about that, 80. And His Tabernacle Family Church on a Sunday is, like I said, 630 to 650 on a given Sunday. So we take an average through the year. Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate that. His Word TV, every single Sunday morning, we're on three different stations. We're on ABC, NBC, and CBS. They said between 15 and 20,000 people are watching every single week. That is awesome. Our outreaches, Horseheads Parks Program, fed over 500 people. HT Elderly Ministry, we now minister in five senior citizen homes, every single month. Matthew 25 fed over 2,329 children. In fact, last week was the highest it's been since COVID, and that we were back up to 97 children on Wednesday nights. That's exciting to me. Elmira Fest, 92 salvations and over 1,000 people in attendance. Listen now, I want to see more than that this year. I want to do more than one Elmira Fest this year. I just made the financial department go into a frenzy. Hallelujah. Meals provided for the homeless in Ithaca, 2,500 plus meals just in Ithaca. And their parks program, they had over 300 plus meals. Uproar Youth Ministry, 68 teenagers gave their hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ. The average attendance is 82, and now it's starting to increase now again as Pastor Cody is back into the high school. Many people don't know that, but every single Thursday, they have opened the door for Pastor Cody to go into the Elmira High School, and literally he has the opportunity to minister to any of the teenagers that he wants to and share Jesus with them. Isn't that awesome? He's also teaching a character class there. Is that what it is? A character class? Teaching a character class there, which we know our teenagers need help, maybe in some of our adults, with character. Hallelujah. So in the Uproar Conference, over 900 people came to the Uproar Conference this year. That's in this building. It was phenomenal. If you missed the Uproar Conference, my goodness, it is now getting known all over the United States of America as one of the last Pentecostal supernatural outpourings for our teenagers. You want your teenagers here. Our groups, how many of you are part of our groups? Shout amen. Amen. We have over 44 groups at His Tabernacle right here in Horseheads. And every single month, over 350 people are participating with groups right now at this church. Bible college students, between on campus and online, 42 students in 2021. His kids, The average attendance was 107. Again, that's average, because right now you're running on average 125. So it's again on the increase. And in Mansfield and in Ithaca, God's just pouring out his spirit. VBS, 217 children attended VBS among all the campuses. Harvest Fest. How many of you enjoyed Harvest Fest? That is what we give so the kids don't have to go out into the world and participate with the world. And that is, we had over 1,500 people come through the doors at Harvest Fest this year. The largest we've ever had. Isn't that phenomenal what God is doing? Up in Ithaca, 250 in Mansfield, they did something different because they have it down there. They actually participated with the entire community. And we were able to give candy to other businesses to help them. That was fun too. Our next step classes, the total number of people in these classes on Horseheads, 285, Ithaca 75, and Mansfield 45. Awaken Youth, Young Adults is running 50 right now. Did you go up in the last part a little bit? What's that? You're at 70 now. So it's on. God's just getting ready. It's happening now, folks. Amen. Major building programs. I got to give Ithaca a shout this year. That's a congregation of about 200 people. They raised above tithe and offering over $330,000, and they're literally paying that entire renovation off in cash. And that is phenomenal. And so I just want to thank God for that. Here in his house, in this house, we're redoing the roof right now because we've had the rain of heaven coming through. Glory to God. So we had to fix the rain problem, and we are doing that now. And I'm excited what's going to happen as our next building program will be a brand new building out front. And that will be a gymnasium for our children and our teenagers. We're going to have that just packed full of kids. Can I hear an amen? And then here in this sanctuary, we're going to raise the roof, not just spiritually, but we're going to raise the roof. That's right. We're going up. We're going to take the ceiling out. We're going to go a whole nother floor. And what we're going to do is the altar will be on this side. All the chairs will be facing that. And we're going to have a balcony along the top end of this entire sanctuary. We're going to be able to see 1,300 souls in this house by the end of that renovation. And I know we're going to fill it twice. Can I hear an amen? Can I hear an amen? Amen. I'm just so excited what God is doing, and I'm thankful for what the Lord is doing. You know, many people, the Bible says that we will overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb. How many of you are born again? Shout amen. Amen. We'll overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Your testimony is important. We've reformatted our television program on His Word TV. Zach, can you stand and wave at everybody? Zach's doing all the editing now for the television ministry. We've remapped it so that now we can add people's testimonies. So we're asking that if you have a testimony, maybe a miracle that has happened in your life, financial, physical, some level of miracle, we are going to ask that you'll fill it out here. And we're going to ask if you would be willing. In fact, I think it says, is it okay we share this testimony and social media to encourage others? Yes or no? So if you have a testimony, we want to celebrate with you. But if also you're willing to share that, we want to put it on television. Boy, that got really, really quiet, didn't it? I said, we want to show it on television. People need to hear that God's not dead, that God is alive. And one of the markers is the supernatural power of God. How many of you ever received a miracle in the house this morning? Amen. All those folks got miracles. I'm looking forward to seeing all of you on television. Glory to Jesus. Yep, like I said, it got quiet, didn't it? The last Sunday of the year, this is the year that we've been changing forward. And this last message, I want to share something that I think is literally a key. Turn to someone and say, there are keys to the kingdom. If you don't understand the keys to the kingdom, what ends up happening is you do not get into certain doors. And there are keys that are important. And I want to talk today about being thankful. Amen. I want to talk today about being thankful. A lot of people are not thankful. We always want more, and listen now, there's nothing wrong with wanting more, but we've got to learn how to be thankful for what we have. And man, it changes your life when you learn how to be a thankful person. It literally changes how you think. It changes how you see. Whether you recognize it or not, faith is seen. When you see, you can have greater faith. When you remember what God has done, I want to remind you about the children of Israel. They were people that struggled with thankfulness. God delivered them from Egypt, but when they came to the Red Sea, they started complaining again and saying, I'd rather go back to Egypt. When God opened the Red Sea and then they came to a place of bitter water, instead of them saying, my God delivered me from Egypt, my God delivered me from the Egyptians by opening the Red Sea and we crossed on dry ground, instead of saying, if God could do that, what can he do with this bitter water? Nope, they complained and were not thankful. I want to remind you that thankfulness plays a large part in your life. It plays a large part in your faith. People that are not thankful are always people that are struggling with faith. Because you are not moving in, if you're not moving in thankfulness, you cannot move in faith. Because you are constantly reflecting upon the negative instead of the positive. There are many folks that are stuck in their problems but do not see their answer because they're not thankful for how many times God has already delivered them. Say amen. There are scientific proven benefits about being a thankful person. Being thankful opens up relationships for you. When you're not a thankful person, people avoid you. You've been around those people. How are you doing today? I don't know. How was Christmas? It was horrible. Boy, it's nicer out today. Yeah, but it's still cold. I mean, those people, everyone avoids them. Listen, if you're a person of thankfulness, people are going to want to be around you. Why? Because they look at you as somebody that has a full glass, not empty glass. Amen? They look at you as refreshing and not, oh, my God, I got to go through this again. You know, it's important to know that thankfulness is powerful in your relationships. It also improves your physical health. It also improves your psychological health. Remember, it's how you see. Well, you know. Listen, you've got to be a person that is thankful that you have breath. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Can I hear you? Can you praise him this morning? Come on, can you praise Jesus this morning? Praising Jesus isn't just when everything's going good. Everybody's good with Jesus as long as everything is going good. You'll hear somebody praise him. You'll hear somebody being thankful when everything looks great. But you see, I want you to know that your psychological and your physical health are dependent that you are a thankful person no matter what is coming down the pike. Man, I want to share a verse with you, but I'm not there yet. Hang on for the ride. Here we go. Thankfulness enhances empathy and reduces aggression. Thankfulness lets you sleep better. Thankfulness improves your self-esteem. Thankfulness increases mental strength. You know what I love about God? He knows what he's talking about. Do you know our God is not dumb? Our God is not ignorant? And when our God gives us a directive, he gives a directive because he knows it's going to help us, not hurt us. So when God declares to us, let's turn to the verse, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, and it says this, in everything, give thanks. Well, you know, I'm just having a hard day. But you got something to thank him for. You got breath in your lungs. He woke me up this morning and started me on my way. Man, I get up every morning and I say, thank you, Jesus. I'm on the living side. Now, listen now, if you're dying, you're on a better side. But the fact is that we're not supposed to be dead yet because God's got purpose for us. Can I hear an amen? And while I wake up, I thank God that I got breath in my lungs, and I'm going to give him praise when I get up in the morning. When I get up in the morning, I praise him, no matter what I feel like, because this is not about feelings. Thankfulness is not about, listen, thankfulness is not about your circumstances. Thankfulness is an attitude of your heart. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Can't tell you how many people have come up to me over the years and said, I just don't know God's will for my life. It's easy. Be thankful. The Bible says this is the will of God concerning you. If you want to know God's will, man, this is where you start. What is the will of God? That you become a thankful person. That when people start vomiting on you with their nastiness, you can look at him and say, Dr. Hagin. How many of you remember Dr. Hagin? He's gone on to be with the Lord for many years now. But Dr. Hagin went to a funeral one time of a very bad man in Texas. And he went to this funeral out of respect. And while he was there, somebody came up to him and started complaining about how evil this man was. And Dr. Hagin looked at the man and said, but he sure did have nice teeth, didn't he? You see, you've got to learn how to be thankful. There's something in everything that you can be thankful for. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Well, I don't have the nicest shoes, but you got shoes. Well, you know something, I don't live in the best apartment or the best house, but you got an apartment and a house. My goodness, my car is struggling, but you got a car. Well, I hate my job. How unthankful are you? You got a job. Man, we've got to learn how to be thankful people because this is God's will. You want to know God's will? It's simple. In everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. When you learn how to be a person of thanksgiving, you'll learn how to enter the presence of the Lord. Some of you will never enter the presence of the Lord because you keep saying out loud, well, you know, I'm a realist. I'm a realist too. God is really good. I can find something really good in every situation. Listen now, do you think COVID was fun? No, but we found great things in COVID. You can give thanks even for that. I mean, in the element of where God can make all things work together for good to those that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. You learn how to look and see the way God sees, and that is a heart of thanksgiving. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. When you learn how to be a person that's thankful, you start recognizing the presence of God quicker. When you are a complainer, you're always looking at death, not life. Let me tell you something. Life and death are in the power of your tongue. And when you start speaking death because you're unthankful, you actually start creating an environment that is going to only breed death. Because don't be deceived, for God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. If a man sows to the flesh, he shall of the flesh reap corruption. If a man sows to the spirit, he shall of the spirit reap eternal life. If you are going to create an environment of, come on now, ungratefulness, or an environment of complaining, then you can't be shocked with the harvest that you receive. You must be thankful. It's God's will. You can't make me. No, I can't. But you're crazy for not being. Why? Because it's God's will. People are waiting for God to thunder out of heaven. And we had this kid in Bible college. I told you about him. He was a real spiritual dude, so we decided to play with him a little bit. We put a speaker under his bed, and when he went to sleep, we said, go to Africa. He was just waiting desperately to know the will of God, waiting desperately. What is God's will for my life? What is God's will for my life? What is God's will for my life? Man, he got tense. He got intense. It's simple. Be thankful. I got up this morning, baby. I got a reason, because if God didn't need me, I wouldn't be here. I got a reason, and I don't know all what it is, but I know this, that if I walk by the Spirit, I'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That I know this, that these are the children of God who are led by the Spirit of God. I know this, that I've got the good news of Jesus Christ welling up in my spirit, and even though all hell may be breaking loose all the way around me, I've got the good news that if Jesus Christ is in you, you've got the hope of glory dwelling inside. You can be thankful in all situations. Can I hear an amen? Amen. And the more you're thankful, the more you'll be in his presence. Yes. Some of you are going to have to, come on now, remap your brain. You were brought up in a negative home. You were brought up being bashed down and not built up. Your esteem level is low. You don't even think of yourself as worthy. Listen, if Jesus said you were worthy enough to die on the cross for, then you're worthy. God has a plan for you. We've got to be thankful in all things, in everything be thankful. Now, I'm not talking being thankful for the devil's work in your life. And I want to remind you how you can identify the devil's work and then rather just life. Remember, Jesus Christ died for three things. He died for your sin, he died for your sickness, and he died for your poverty. Whether it be mind poverty or whether it be financial poverty. God will never use those three things against you, or else he's gone against his covenant. But life happens. Can I hear an amen? The difference between you and I is that we got the Son of God on our side. Is that heaven is waiting to be released. That God has given us all authority over the power of the devil. That God has given us the anointing that destroys every yoke of bondage. I am not weak, but I am strong. And even when I feel weak, I want you to know that I'm strong in his presence. The Bible makes this declaration that after I've done all I can do to stand therefore in the power of his might. You see, we got to be thankful. If we're not thankful, then we are always going to lead on our own strength. That's why you're always going to be weak. When you're a complainer, you're always weak. You're always, listen now, you are always at the control of your circumstances. Which means if trials come, you are now nasty and vicious. You are now, depressed and overwhelmed. But when you recognize as thankfulness, you create the very atmosphere of the presence of the Lord. You can remain at peace in the boat when the storm has come against it. You don't have to be thrown to or fro. You can stand, and after you've done all you can do to stand, stand therefore. You can be that believer that no matter what happens, you have that, consistency. That no matter what good or what bad comes against you, my eyes are fixed on Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. Why? Because I'm a thankful person. I thank God that if I die today, I'll see him face to face. I thank God that he woke me today because he's got purpose in my life. I thank God that people around me, I have the opportunity to share heaven with them. Come on, say amen. I like using Dr. Leaf. If you've never studied her, read any of her books, and you are a person that likes education, this is one. She is a neuroscientist. She is a born-again neuroscientist, and she has studied the brain. She has studied how the brain works in different environments, especially biblical environments. So I encourage you to read some of her stuff, but this is one of the things she said. She said, when you are thankful, your brain releases neurotransmitters and neurohormones that will boost mood, focus, clear thinking, enhance mental and physical health. So next time you're anxious, find something to be thankful for. You got to know that God already knew that. And the scientists proved that. So why are we living opposite of that? When trials come, and baby, the Bible declares that trials will come. The rain falls on the unjust and the just alike. But the great part is that we have Christ dwelling inside of us. The Bible says, count it all joy when you fall into different trials and tribulations, because there you can add to your faith. Why can you add to your faith? Because you're thankful that the God of heaven is on your side, that you are not alone, that you're not a survivor, but you're an overcomer, and more than an overcomer, because Jesus Christ dwells in you. And God, come on now, I love this. God has given us a promise, and God has given us an oath, and God cannot lie. So therefore, we can stand firm and strong in thanksgiving and declare that if God did it for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, my God can deliver me too. See, your thankfulness postures you. Your thankfulness positions you for God's blessing and not cursing. Man, even as we are around each other, isn't it interesting that birds of a feather kind of flock together? Oh, got quiet there. Birds of a feather flock together. It's amazing how a complainer can find another complainer. No one's walking around with a sign, hi, I'm a complainer. Right here, complainers, over here, please, come here. No one has to do that. Why? Because birds of a feather flock together, because they can feel your spirit. You can go to heaven and still have something wrong. Can I hear an amen? Amen. People love to come together and complain. It's human nature to find somebody who's ungrateful like you. Has a complaint like you have a complaint. Well, you know, that church, they always find each other. You know what amazes me is we've had folks leave this church before that while they were here, they didn't like each other. They wouldn't talk to each other. They stayed away from each other. They talked bad about each other. But when they both left, they hung out together. Why? Because complainers and ungrateful people and people that are not thankful will always be magnetized to each other. And I want you to know it's the same and the opposite. If you're a thanksgiving person, if you're a person that's filled with hope, come on now, the hope of glory. If you're a person that's filled with joy, unspeakable and full of glory. If you're a person that's filled with faith and not doubt. If you're a person that's filled with vibrancy and not, come on now, demoralization of your entire lifestyle, it's time to recognize people are going to be drawn to you, especially those that are hungering and thirsting after righteousness, because they'll see the Christ in you. See, that's the powerful part about being thankful. When you're thankful, you literally can transform an entire household. Ladies and or men, if you find you're struggling at times, you need to go to your house and put on praise and worship. If you're frustrated on your way to work, turn off rock and roll. Even turn off Christian radio and put on some praise and worship. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. It's there that God's presence is going to flood you. It's there that you're going to feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit. It's there that you're going to see differently. Man, in his presence, everything changes. But you see, you become thankful in his presence because your eyes are no longer looking at what you're seeing here in the natural, but your eyes are looking to the supernatural. Say amen or oh my. Yet I know that you are the most holy, Psalms 22, verse 3. It's indisputable. You are God enthroned, surrounded with songs, living among the shouts of praise of your princely people. Do you want to be around the throne? Be a person of thanksgiving.
Well, I don't got a lot to be thankful for.
Yeah, you do. You got breath.
Well, you know, you don't know what I've gone through.
But I do know this, as I learned a key, that the will of God is to be thankful. And even when things get overwhelming, when you're thankful, the presence of the Lord surges. And when God's presence surges, it changes the atmosphere. And when your atmosphere is changed, then your vision is changed. When your vision is changed, then faith arises. And when faith arises, you can call those things which are not as though they already are. And you can walk by faith and not by sight. Come on now. Preaching myself happy, that's all that matters. It's not just possible. It's life-saving. My wife used to do this for me. Of course, you know, you've heard the story. My wife and I, for the first, I say two, she says four. Didn't like each other. Problem is, we were pastors and divorce wasn't an option. I asked her to move back to her mother's house more than once. Please go back to your mother. She refused to go. So we had to work it out. My wife all of a sudden starts saying to me, "You are an amazing man of God. You are filled with mercy and compassion. You are a great husband, an amazing father. I am so thankful for you." I looked at her and said, "What's wrong with her?" After a while, it irritated me. And I finally said, "What are you doing?" She says, "I'm prophesying into existence what I'm believing for." She was being thankful even though the reality wasn't something to be thankful for. I was a very, very bad father. I was a bad husband. I was not a nice person. Why? Because I learned from you only know what you know. But God can teach you something different, amen? If you submit to the living God, he can transform you. And man, if you want to know the will of God, start being thankful like she was. And man, God gave her somebody that she was believing for. It's time to look at your situation and stop complaining. It's time to look at your year. "Well, you know, we kind of made it through. Thank God I made it." What's wrong with you? The amount of people that have gotten saved, the amount of people that we had at Harvest Fest, the amount of people that we had at Elmira Fest, the amount of people that we've ministered to this year. If you've got nothing else to thank him for, then thank him that God used you. And if you didn't do anything and you gave, at least God used your finances to bless people, get them saved, get them delivered, get them healed, get them a miracle, give them hope and give them purpose. Every single week, 15,000 to 20,000 people are watching this telecast every single week. That means that you're touching all of those families every single week if you're a tither. You got something to thank God for? How many of you got shoes on? Say amen. How many of you brushed your teeth this morning? Everybody else said amen. How many of you got a bar of soap? Yeah, we won't ask that question. The question somebody posed in the front row is, how many are using it? Now, I didn't pose that. I'm being thankful that they at least got one. You get up this morning, you got a shower, you got a bath, you at least had hot water in your house. "Well, I didn't have any hot water." But you had water. How many of you ate something this morning? Man, there are children all over the world that eat nothing. They literally pick garbage down in Haiti to eat. And in Mexico City, they're literally, in Mexico City, literally, the children, you'll see them in the dumps, literally crawling all over the dump to be able to get some kind of food out of the bin. We've got to know how blessed we are. Listen now, we are Americans. We're blessed Americans. I said, we're blessed Americans. We are the richest people in the world. Remember one year I shared what everybody made by the hour. And in America, we just blow the entire world away about the wage that we make. We are blessed. Well, the gasoline prices. Listen, they're more in California. Aren't you glad you don't live there? You got something to be thankful for. More in Missouri? Wow. If you go to Canada, it's more in Canada. You got all the countries, it's $5, $6, $7 a gallon. We're blessed in America. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Well, I hate our president. Well, the Bible says you're supposed to be praying for your president. He needs salvation. Amen. You got something to be thankful for no matter who you are, no matter what you're going through. It will save your life. It is a lifestyle of how we think, how we move, how we act. The Bible says in him we live and move and have our being. Can you believe if Jesus complained about you all the time? Think about that. How many things did Jesus have to complain about you for? Come on, now be real. Can you imagine if Jesus was a complainer? He knows your thoughts. He knows your actions when nobody else sees them. You can fake everybody else, but you cannot fake Jesus. Thank God he's not complaining about you. You know, he pulls up Gabriel. Hey, dude, did you see them down there? Did you see Pastor Cody? Did you see that kid? Did you? And we listen now. It's every single one of us. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Everybody else saying, please don't say my name. Please don't say my name. Please don't say my name. But if Jesus was a complainer, he'd have a good amount to complain about. But instead, he speaks life to us. Instead, he is thankful for us. How do we know he's thankful? Because he paid the price. The greatest seed got the greatest harvest. Can I hear an amen? He gave it all so that we could know our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be his name. You see, we are so positioned, and we have got to change how we think. Why? Number one, simply because it's God's will. Number two, because you deserve to be healthy in your soul. Number three, you deserve to sleep better. Number four, you deserve not to have intestinal issues. Number five, you deserve some good relationships. All that happens when you change you. Not your environment changes itself. Oh, come on now, say amen.
Amen.
Psalms 100 verse 4 says, enter his gates with thanksgiving, go into his courts with praise, give thanks to him, and praise his name. Psalm 16:11, when you're in the presence, there is fullness of joy. Psalms 106 verse 1, praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Psalms 107, 21 and 22, let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of man. And let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving, telling him of his deeds in songs of joy. Now, you might even be saying, but I know how bad I sing. But I don't know what happens. There's a translator that happens in heaven that when you start to sing, God says, boy, that sounds good. Colossians 3:16, let the word of the Lord dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Psalm 86, 12 and 13, I give thanks to you, O Lord my God. With my whole heart, I will glorify your name forever. For great is your steadfast love towards me. You have delivered me from my soul from the depths of Sheol or hell. Psalms 95, verse 2, let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise, which is thanksgiving. Today, you and I have a choice as we're ending this year. I've always found this, you ready? How you end something is how you enter something. Have you ever known that? You ever noticed that? If you end depressed, when you get up in the morning, you're started depressed. If you end with joy, you got joy. If you end with peace, you got peace. If you enter into sleep with turmoil, you have bad dreams and you wake up with turmoil, or you don't ever go to sleep anyways. How you end is how you begin. Our last Sunday of 2021, I thank God for His Tabernacle Family Church. I thank God for the people of His Tabernacle Family Church. I thank God for the vision of the people of His Tabernacle Family Church. I thank God for God Himself, for He is the visionary of His Tabernacle Family Church. I thank God for His love that endures forever. Come on now, say amen. I thank God for joy unspeakable and full of glory. Say amen. I thank God for my family. I thank God for my chair. Oh, come on now. I thank God we're not living in Canada right now. Amen. Because I'd preach shorter in Canada. I'd have to. Why? Because it's cold up there. Maybe it's cold outside. It's time to recognize that where your life is because of the atmosphere that you create. And the atmosphere will be thankfulness or complaining. And I challenge you as you enter the new year. And by the way, the new theme will be released on Saturday night. You don't want to miss that. That's our New Year's Eve service when we lay hands on everybody, release the anointing for the new year. We're going to release the theme for 2022 next Saturday night. I don't even know what time. Next Friday night at what time? At 7 o'clock. This coming Friday night at 7 o'clock. We are going to be releasing the new theme, and I'm going to be here on Saturday. So if you're here on Friday, be thankful that you're here and I'm not. We're going to have a great time. But remember how you're going to leave 2021 is how you're going to enter 2022. Are you a person of thanksgiving? Well, that's just not my nature. Oh, who lied to you? You see, when you weren't born again, you had the nature of the devil, who is a complainer. He's always trying to tear down, and he's always trying to bring in the bad and the nasty. But Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came and he brought good news that by his stripes you were healed. By his blood you are saved. By the blood and the cross of Christ and the resurrection from the dead and him sitting at the right hand of the Father, he's praying for you every single day. Stop complaining and start being thankful and start praising, and you'll see your circumstances change. Why? Because when God shows up, everything changes. When you sit in being an unthankful person, you create the atmosphere of death, not the atmosphere of life. So I got a little play with you, a little fun with you. And that is, you only do this to your brothers and sisters in Christ. Is that fair? The next time they start being unthankful or complaining, look at them and say, but what good do you have to say? You'll only have to do it twice. First time, they're going to get mad and walk away. Second time, they're going to figure out, yeah, I'm not going to get away with it again. Address them. Stop pacifying them. Stop placating them. You're not helping them. You're keeping them out of the will of God. Get them in the will by getting them to be thankful. And God will bless you and them together. Amen? With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, if you've not asked Christ to come into your life, I thank the Lord. Thank the Lord last night people got saved. Thank God last Sunday people gave their hearts to Jesus. To me, that's the greatest thing. I love seeing somebody changed by Jesus. Not church, not religion. I love seeing Jesus take a life and transform them. And he does that. He's good. He's good at what he does. Today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and you want him to change your life, you want to be a person that is thankful. You want to be a person that's filled with joy. You want to be a person that's filled with peace. You want to be a person that no matter what the circumstances, you know you got God on your side. And you want to know beyond a shadow of a doubt, if I take my last breath, I'm going to go to heaven. If that's you, you'd like Jesus to be the Lord of your life, I'd like you to slide your hand up right now. I want to lead you to the best friend you're ever going to have. Is there anyone in the room? I'm not going to wait long. 5, 4, get your hand up. 3, 2, last call, and 1. Let's all stand to our feet. Today, we're not going to have a formal ending. We're just going to end with some praise. Is that all right? The prayer team's around the front of the altar right now. If you need prayer for anything, you need a healing in your life, you need financial miracle in your life, you need someone just to encourage you, the prayer team's here at the front of the altar, waiting to lay hands and see God transform your life in Jesus' name. Can we praise him out of the building? I said, can we praise him on the way out of the building? Go.
I gotta praise, and I gotta let it out. I gotta praise.
I gotta praise, and I gotta let it out. I gotta praise. I gotta praise. I gotta praise, and I gotta let it out. I gotta praise.